Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. That's a law of attraction right there. Whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. That's the blueprint for expansion in your life. I always think about children, you know, children, if they're into skateboarding, they end up with 2, 3, 4 skateboards. They have pictures of skateboarders. They're getting magazines. They're playing skateboarding magazine, you know, video games. And the thing that they think about, and the thing that they focus on, it truly begins to expand in their life. You can see visual expansion. You only have to go in someone's house for a few minutes to see what it is they think about, to see what it is they focus on, because that's what you'll see. It's evidence of it. This is how the universe is so ordered, that what you think about comes about, what you focus on grows. And if there's things that you're thinking about that you don't have, that you don't have evidence for in your life, I've got to ask, I mean, if you were to be honest, if you were to take an honest assessment and go back and look, you probably have broken concentration. You probably have times where you stop. I've done this with guitar. I've played guitar my whole life. And I'm okay. But if I was to be brutally honest with myself, I had the ability to become a great guitar player. The truth is, there's periods of time where I would be inconsistent. I would stop. I would not practice. And just as I'd be getting, you know, I would go on these little benders where I'd spend 2 months literally playing 2 hours a day, every day for months on end. And my skill level, I could see it chirping up. You know, it's just getting better and better and better and better. And then all of a sudden, I stopped playing for 3 weeks. I've done this same thing with weight training. I would really get into weights, and I'm doing the protein shakes, and I mean, and I'm committed. And then I don't know why. Something happens. Something, you know, something comes in your life, and you stop. And I think for most of us, that's this little yo-yo thing we play. So consistency, the things we think about come about, and the things that we truly do focus on. Now, a lot of times it's because we don't get, you know, immediate feedback. We abandon it. I have this problem in my business in network marketing, but because the way that I do the business is I market through direct mail. I run ads in magazines that won't run for 2 months. I'm paying for magazine ads right now that won't run till next year. And here we are in December. They won't run till January and February. And yet I recruit people, I can't keep their attention span that far, and I'm booking ads out that far. So that person and me, we're playing different games, you know? And so, no, it won't work for them, because they're not doing it every day. They're not focused on it every day. It's just fleeting thoughts that come in and out of their mind. They like the idea of it. You know, same as the way I struggle with playing guitar. I like the idea of the guitar. I like the sound of the guitar. I like heavy metal music. I like these things. But it's not what I focus on every single day. I can only imagine how good would I have been, because my fingers work. I hear it. I can play things. You know, what if I'd have focused on that every day and not 2 hours? What if I'd played 4 hours every day the last, you know, every day, all of my life up till now? I mean, I could probably retire and go be a professional guitar player. Watching, you know, my purpose today was to talk about this idea. I posted on Instagram this idea of being intelligent versus wisdom. And that sometimes the most intelligent people, their intelligence can do them a disservice, and they're not very wise people. Because the intelligent decision is different at times than the wise decision. Because wisdom takes into account things like risk. And, well, we, you know, this could happen and we definitely don't want that to happen. So let's do a different, let's make a different decision because we cannot have this happen. Where intelligence might go, okay, yeah, but the probability of that happening is pretty low. See, intelligence will get otherwise in smart men. I talk about this in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. Intelligence will get otherwise smart people into debt. See, smart people will say, well, I'll just take on this debt and I'll go to college, no big deal, I'll pay it when I get back. Because that sounds smart. That can happen. You can do that. And so intellectually, that makes sense, right? Until you realize that only 50% of people actually graduate college and half of them come out with debt, never having a degree, but they still have the debt. So when you look at it from that perspective, then having the debt was dumb, right? But smart, when you use just intelligence, you know, intelligence will say, hey, I can borrow at this percent, I can invest at this percent, I get to keep the difference. And a lot of smart men will make that trade. They'll make that decision because it seems smart, because it is on paper. Intellectually, that works until the proverbial tide goes out, right? And as Warren Buffett says, we see who's skinny dipping then. In other words, we see who's on margin. We see who borrowed money. We see who's playing that credit spread game, because this is the reason that stocks fall so far, so fast when they fall, is because some people borrowed money to invest. And when the market turns on them and it begins to fall, they get what's called margin calls, and they have to liquidate otherwise good positions to cover bad positions. And otherwise smart men begin to make stupid decisions, because the original decision wasn't made with wisdom. The original decision was made through intelligence. And so banks, to protect themselves from otherwise smart men, have things called what? They have risk departments. They have departments that analyze what the smart people are doing to step in, raise their hand and say, hey, you can't do this. You're over leveraged. They have a little department that's called wisdom. They don't call it that. They call it risk arbitrage. They have, you know, the risk management officer, different, the name's eluding me, but you know what I'm talking about. There's people at the organization whose only job is to constantly analyze what the bank is doing. Their job isn't to make investments. Their job is to analyze the investments that are being made to make sure the bank doesn't over-leverage itself, because otherwise smart people will do that. Smart people will crash the economy. The smartest people in America crashed America in 2008. The smartest people in America, coders, programmers, marketers, crashed the stock market in 2002, 2003 in the dot-com bust. These were the smartest people in America. And so if you rely exclusively on your intelligence, you can bankrupt yourself. And then you have grandma. Grandma didn't go to college. Grandma went to third grade. And yet grandma's never been bankrupt. Grandma didn't cause the housing crisis. Grandma didn't leverage herself out and blow out, because grandma had wisdom. Now, some people are born wise. You ever hear of people who's like, man, they're wiser than their years? Now, some people this comes to naturally, but not many people. Many people, wisdom comes through being bitch slapped a bunch of times, and then you said, hey, I don't want to do that again. And so you develop some wisdom about yourself. This is why we want to let our children fall down some. We want to let our children fail a little bit. We want to let our children feel this. You see what happens when you don't. We've raised a generation where a lot of them haven't been told no very much, and a lot of them haven't really been explained that, hey, everyone starts at the bottom. It doesn't matter how smart you are. You have to work your way up, that you're not entitled to anything. And we have a lot of people who feel entitled. Not all of them. This is the smartest generation, they're also the most entitled generation. But that isn't their fault. I don't blame them. I blame the people who are blaming them. I blame the grandparents. I blame me and you. I blame us as adults. We have made a lot of stupid decisions that look smart, but they weren't very wise. They weren't very wise. And so sometimes wisdom doesn't look like intelligence. Wisdom looks like, oh, you're just being safe. Oh, you're just being too conservative. No, I'm being wise. And so sometimes if you're smart, I think of myself as smart, my own intelligence can cause me to trip. My own intelligence can begin to make me make decisions that truthfully just weren't very wise. This is the problem with debt. Debt works when debt works. See, when debt works, when everything's going good and you're making good money, it's easy to make car payments and house payments and student loan payments and phone payments, and it's easy to have yourself in debt. It's easy. But all of a sudden you get sick, all of a sudden the economy turns, or you lose your job, or something happens, something catastrophic, something you weren't planning for happens, you realize, hey, my intelligence really didn't do me very well, didn't serve me well. I should have been wiser. And so we should seek wisdom. I try to seek wisdom. I try to analyze my decisions. I try to see, am I being, you know, am I trying to be too cute? Am I trying to be too smart? Is this wise what I'm doing? Am I utilizing wisdom? And it's hard when you're 23 to be wise. You know, if you're 28 years old right now, all you've ever seen is a good economy. I meet all kinds of 25, 26-year-old real estate agents who think it's easy. And I hate to tell you, there's a day coming, you're not even going to have a job. It's just part of the business cycle. Now, the business cycle used to be every 5 to 7 years. I write about this in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, but this recently, that cycle's been disturbed, and then we may look back over time and say, okay, now the new business cycle is every 10 to 12 years. But rest assured, there is a business cycle, and we're in it. And from time to time, we have outliers. But you have to prepare yourself. You have to be wise. Insurance is about wisdom. And the reason so few people have insurance is because most people, at the end of the day, are not very wise. I meet people all the time with great intellect who have college degrees. They're in their 40s. And they don't even have a $500,000 net worth. And yet, they're intellectually smart. They're better speakers than me. They're better writers than me. They have better careers. They've done actual things in their life that people might know. And, you know, they have nice houses and cars. They have all of the facade of being successful and being wealthy. And yet they have a net worth of less than $500,000. And for all of their intelligence, they haven't built much wealth. Intelligence can do you a disservice. It can be used against you. I watch this in network marketing. I watch otherwise intelligent men. They begin to analyze everything through intelligence. Well, we have a great product. We have a great this, great that, and they begin to tell people, oh, hey, look at our juice. Our juice has 419 mineral components, and it does this for you, and it does that for you. And the funny thing is, nobody cares. Nobody wakes up in the morning going, oh, I hope I find a magical juice that answers all of my nutritional needs. Nobody does that. And so your job isn't to pat yourself on the back about what wonderful product you have. Your job is to explain to people why they need your wonderful product. The job of the salesman is to sell it to people. People who otherwise don't know they need it. That's the art of salesmanship. That's the art of salesmanship. Now, some products are so awesome, you ain't even got to sell them. The iPad, the iPhone, Tesla. These cars, there's nobody's selling these. People are just coming to buy them because the product is so awesome. Now, the iPhone had a master salesman at its head who established itself as the prominent, most powerful phone. But I wonder how long that'll maintain. You have to explain to people why they need your product. And the reason they need your product isn't necessarily because your product is good. Because there's a lot of good products. You have to explain the reason they need your product. People buy for two reasons, fear and greed. Now sometimes the way that I market is criticized because I market to fear and greed. People are greedy. People want something for nothing. People want something for nothing. This is why Bitcoin works. The reason Bitcoin works isn't because of its fancy-ass technology. The only people who understand that, these are the cult members. These are the people, whenever you've talked bad about crypto, begin to give you the 15-minute lecture on how you don't understand crypto. And here's the thing. They're intelligent. Everything they're saying is true. They are intelligent people. And they'll show you their intelligence as they begin to pitch you the 15-minute cult pitch of why cryptocurrency is the best thing since sliced bread. But here's the problem. They're not wise. They don't understand that it doesn't matter. People are motivated by fear and greed. People don't do what they're supposed to do. They don't do what's right for them. Otherwise, everyone would be wealthy. Everyone would be healthy, right? Barring being born messed up. But everyone would exercise. Everyone would be faithful to their spouse. Everyone would pay their bills. People don't do what they're supposed to do. People are motivated by fear and greed. People will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. This is why when you pitch your amazing workout thing, you have to hit the trigger buttons. The reason you need this is you're going to die. And then people go, what do you mean I'm going to die? What are we talking about? See, the news does a great job about this. They understand. People complain about the news. Oh, all they do is show negative stories. Yeah, no shit. Because what motivates people is fear and greed. Fear and greed. Markets rise on greed, they fall on fear. There's no middle ground. If everyone operated based on reality and value, the market wouldn't move. AT&T would be $40, and it would just stay $40, and we would all exchange that. But that's not how it works. It moves in fear and greed. Housing prices move up based on fear and greed, not based on reality. And when you're an intellectual, this is where your intellect can abandon you because your intellect says, well, this should happen. And yes, it should happen. Here's the problem. People are emotional. And people don't operate on intellect, the average person. They operate on fear and greed. Fear and greed. And people do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. And so as the stock market begins to fall, people panic. They don't go back and look, okay, every time in history this has ever happened, this has only been a buying opportunity, I should just hold my stocks. This way I get to compound my interest at lower prices. I'm going to get cheaper share prices. This is a perfectly logical thing. There's a thing called the business cycle. Markets go into, you know, have 20% corrections once or twice a year. And you could begin to analyze this. You could use some freaking wisdom and go back and look. And you could say, okay, this is a normal thing. But people react on fear and greed. And they freak out and they sell. And then eventually wisdom wins because really smart and wise people go, hey, prices are too low. This is why Warren Buffett wins all the time because he's a wise man. He's not making decisions for next year. He's making decisions for eternity. Didn't take me long to figure this out. When I invest in stocks, it's easier for me now because when do I plan to sell it? Never. The money's gone. Once I put the 5 or 10 grand into this stock, that's it. It's over. I never need to think about it again. I move on to get me another 5 or 10 grand so I can put it into another one. Go get me another 10, 15, 20 grand so I can buy another rental property. Once the deal's made, it's done. It's done. But the smart man, see, the intellect will say, well, if you know there's a coming crisis, if you have indicators that point it out to you, if you have some ability to see that the market is in a downturn, you should begin to put on put options and you should take inverse short positions and you should do blah, 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 blah. That's what intellect will do to you. And yet wisdom would say, maybe just build some cash. Keep it simple. And wait, Loki, get over here. Wisdom, sorry, I'm out with my dog. I bring my animals to that. I shouldn't do that because they, you know how animals are. They're like children. But wisdom would say, this is what Warren Buffett does. Warren Buffett just sits on a bunch of cash. He's plenty smart enough. He could easily do inverses and sell short. He could do all of that shit. Instead, he holds his stocks that pay him money. He reinvests that money at lower prices when the market sells off. He sits on a lot of cash. He's just wise, and he makes it happen. While everyone who's super smart goes around trying to, how to beat it? How do I beat it? How do I get ahead of it? And they end up getting nowhere. And they hop from opportunity to opportunity to opportunity to new lottery thing to one lottery idea after another lottery idea after another lottery idea. Building wealth in the stock market or in real estate isn't an intellectual pursuit. If anything, the more you try to pursue it intellectually, it just becomes mental masturbation. It's just wisdom. Buy things when they're on sale. Compound the dividends, the interest payments, the coupon payments, the rent payments, and hold for all of your life. It is so simple. It's so simple. And yet otherwise intelligent people don't do it. They don't do it. And I meet person after person, they're in their 40s and 50s and they have no wealth built. And they say, well, I don't know how. Google it. They just chose not to do it. Just like I chose not to be great at guitar. Repetition is the mother of skill. So to become wise, to convert your intelligence into wisdom, you have to practice it. It's not something you get just because you're old. Now, being old helps. And the reason being old helps you to be wise is because you've lived a lot of life. You've been slapped a lot. You've touched that hot stove a lot. And so you've had wisdom beaten into you. But you can seek wisdom and shortcut the process. You can seek wisdom. It's okay to be smart. Be smart. But be smart wisely. Utilize that great intelligence you've been given wisely. Begin to apply it wisely. And it'll keep you out of dumb shit like Bitcoin. Yes, there's outliers. I'm not saying you don't take a shot. If you were smart enough to put $100 in Bitcoin when it was 50 cents and sell it when it was 19,000, God bless. You know, that's beautiful. My hat is off to you. But that's not how you build wealth. That isn't, you know, you were smart. What you do with the money will be, or it will show your wisdom. Smart people can make a lot of money real fast. But it takes wisdom to convert that money into lifelong wealth. Get it? Wisdom trumps smarts, I'm telling you. You can also be a person who's not that smart. I'm not that smart, not that great a writer, not that great a speaker. I'm not that great at the businesses I've been involved in. I run and manage a real estate portfolio. I'm not the best at that. I'm involved in network marketing. I'm not the best at that. I'm not the best at anything. I'm just okay. I'm just good. Here's the beautiful thing in America. You don't need to be great. You just need to be good. Just good enough. Because there's enough people that you could just be good enough. You don't have to have a lot of followers. Just about a couple hundred or 1,000 who like you. That's it. You don't have to make the best. Your restaurant doesn't have to be the best. Now, you should strive to make it the best. But the reality is it just has to be good. You don't have to be the best electrician. Just be an honest, good electrician who does what he says. Literally, is that simple. The book Think and Grow Rich calls it doing 3% more. Or is it 1%? I haven't read the book in a while. But it's this idea of just doing one. If you just do 1% more than everyone else, come a little earlier, stay a little later, do a little bit more. Do more, and the science of Getting Rich talks about give more in use value than you expect in monetary value. Just that. See, but to apply that every day consistently, day after day after day after day, takes wisdom, not intelligence. Because intelligence will tell you, you're not being paid anymore, dude. Why would you waste your time doing this? See, smart people will say stupid shit like that. Why would you do that? They're not paying you to work that hard. They're not paying you to come in early. Why would you come in early? This is what intelligence will tell you. Intelligence will tell you that's a waste of time. You're not being paid for it. But the person who's wise, they can see the big picture. See, intelligence will tell you, hey, you need to drop this opportunity. You just got in. You've been doing it for 60 days. You've been doing it for a month. Not much has happened. You need to cut your losses and move on. But wisdom says, yeah, maybe it hasn't gotten off to the best start, but things take time. See, wisdom is that other little voice in your head. A lot of people are cutting it off. You need to open up that channel. You're plenty smart enough. Everything you want to know in the world is on YouTube or Google. You don't need any more intelligence. What you need is wisdom. You need to begin to make your decisions based on wisdom. We all plenty smart enough. Everyone I know is plenty smart enough to have acquired more wealth than me. My own father is the smartest guy I've ever met. I mean smart. He's like the computer whisperer. When he walks into a room, they just fix themselves. You think I'm kidding? I'm not, man. Never seen anything like it. But he's not richer than me. Why? Because I'm wise, man. I sought wisdom. I couldn't beat people on the intellectual playing field. I can't. But I'm wise. I'm not the best writer, but I write some wise shit. I'm not the best teacher. I'm not the best marketer. But man, my strategy works. Because it's based on wisdom. My investing philosophy works because it's based on time and wisdom. And so I just began to go down the wise. What is wise? What's the wise thing to do here? See what I'm saying? Hope this makes sense to you today. I know I didn't get much into the book. But I think at its essence, at the heart, The Science of Getting Rich is trying to teach us to be wiser people. That intellect can mislead you sometimes. That the wisest people in the world can take down the world. The smartest people in the world develop nuclear bombs. Don't forget that. The smartest people in the world developed antibiotics to help and to heal. And they've also developed all of these bombs and guns and things that kill. Being smart, being intelligent, doesn't make it right. We see some of the smartest minds in the world right now work for the tech companies. And they are walking on and trampling privacy, private property. All of the things that we've held in the past as important to Americans are completely being destroyed. These companies are taking charge of free speech. And we're allowing it to happen because they're smart people. But are they wise people? Even the mafia, even organized crime, the godfather, the leader of the organized crime families would have people. The number two position was called the concierge. Now, the concierge wasn't on the street trying to make money. The purpose of the concierge was to speak wisdom into the ear of the godfather. He was to listen to everyone, and he was the one person who could speak freely without any repercussions. That was his job. To tell the person, hey, what you're doing here is not wise. You are making a bad mistake. You're reacting based on emotion. It was his job to separate himself from emotion, to separate himself from what seems or perceived to be intelligent, and to make the wise decision. Because they knew, even organized crime knew, that the wise decision over time trumps intelligence. And you need to make the wise decision. God bless.